She went out of the kitchen, and Mattie, rising, began to clear the dishes from the table. As she passed Ethan's chair, their eyes met and clung together desolately. The warm, still kitchen looked as peaceful as the night before. The cat had sprung to Zena's rocking chair, and the heat of the fire was beginning to draw out the faint, sharp scent of the geraniums. Ethan dragged himself wearily to his feet. "I'll go out and take a look around," he said, going toward the passage to get his lantern. As he reached the door, he met Zena coming back into the room, her lips twitching with anger, a flush of excitement on her sallow face. The shawl had slipped from her shoulders and was dragging at her downtrodden heels, and in her hands she carried the fragments of the red glass pickle dish. "I'd like to know who done this," she said, looking sternly from Ethan to Mattie. There was no answer, and she continued in a trembling voice, "I went to get those powders I'd put away in Father's old spectacle case, top of the china closet, where I keep the things I set store by so's folks shan't meddle with them." Her voice broke, and two small tears hung on her lashless lids and ran slowly down her cheeks. "It takes the stepladder to get at the top shelf, and I put Aunt Philora Maple's pickle dish up there a purpose when we was married, and it's never been down since, except for the spring cleaning, and then I always lifted it with my own hands, so's it shouldn't get broke." She laid the fragments reverently on the table. "I want to know who done this," she quavered. At the challenge, Ethan turned back into the room and faced her.
"I can tell you, then. The cat done it."
"The cat?"
"That's what I said."
She looked at him hard and then turned her eyes to Mattie, who was carrying the dishpan to the table.
"I'd like to know how the cat got into my china closet," she said.
"Chasing mice, I guess," Ethan rejoined. "There was a mouse round the kitchen all last evening."
Zena continued to look from one to the other. Then she emitted her small, strange laugh.
"I knew the cat was a smart cat," she said in a high voice, "but I didn't know he was smart enough to pick up the pieces of my pickle dish and lay 'em edge to edge on the very shelf he knocked 'em off of."
Mattie suddenly drew her arms out of the steaming water.
"It wasn't Ethan's fault, Zena. The cat did break the dish, but I got it down from the china closet, and I'm the one to blame for its getting broken."
Zena stood beside the ruin of her treasure, stiffening into a stony image of resentment.
"You got down my pickle dish? What for?"
A bright flush flew to Mattie's cheeks.
"I wanted to make the supper table pretty," she said. "You wanted to make the supper table pretty, and you waited till my back was turned and took the thing I set most store by of anything I've got and wouldn't never use it, not even when the minister come to dinner or Aunt Martha Pierce come over from Bettsbridge."
Zena paused with a gasp, as if terrified by her own evocation of the sacrilege.
"You're a bad girl, Mattie Silver, and I always known it. It's the way your father begun, and I was warned of it when I took you. And I tried to keep my things where you couldn't get at 'em, and now you've took from me the one I cared for most of all."
She broke off in a short spasm of sobs that passed and left her more than ever like a shape of stone.
"If I'd have listened to folks, you'd have gone before now, and this wouldn't have happened," she said,
and gathering up the bits of broken glass, she went out of the room, as if she carried a dead body.